Well, it's time for business now with Charles Pellegrin. Charles, there's a fresh batch of Trump tariffs coming out of the oven, and Brazil is targeted in particular.
The U.S. president announced a so-called reciprocal tariffs targeting 8 new countries on Wednesday. Those are meant to take effect on August 1st, a deadline that Trump says is firm, with no exceptions granted. Of those 8 countries, which includes the Philippines, Iraq, Algeria, and Moldova, Brazil is definitely the most important trade partner for the United States, ranking in the top 20 U.S. trade relationships. They'd previously faced the threat of a 10% tariff and are now faced with a whopping 50% rate. That's how much goods from Brazil will be taxed upon entry to the U.S. This could seem like a surprising turn of events, considering that the United States actually runs a trade surplus with Brazil, not a deficit, which is something that Trump has been particularly focused on correcting with his tariffs. Last year, Brazil actually imported more goods from the U.S. than the U.S. imported from Brazil by just under $2 billion. So it's a fairly balanced relationship.
So what's the problem then? Why is Trump imposing such hefty tariffs on Brazil?
Well, there's a whole host of reasons which prove that Donald Trump is using the U.S.'s trading power as a cudgel to extract concessions in many different areas, and some of them political. In the letter he sent to Brasilia, the U.S. president brought attention to the treatment of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, someone ideologically close to him, and sometimes called the Trump of the tropics. Bolsonaro currently accused of trying to orchestrate a coup, and Trump saying that trial should not be taking place, saying it is a witch hunt that should end immediately. And there are other reasons, too. Trump has also objected to BRICS, the BRICS Emerging Nations Alliance, of which Brazil is a founding member, which he sees as a threat to the U.S.'s dollar's supremacy. And he's also ordered his trade representative to launch a probe on Brazil over its, quote, continued attacks on the digital trade activities of American companies, a reference to the country's laws, which laws that are holding U.S. tech platforms responsible for the content that they host, which has led to a temporary ban of Elon Musk's X social media platform in the past.
So what would such a tariff mean if it goes into effect?
Well, for Brazil, it could be extremely damaging. Some analysts even saying it would render exports to the U.S. unfeasible. Whether it's aerospace manufacturing, industrial machinery, they're a large part of that export sector and could be badly affected. A Brazilian aerospace giant, for instance, Embraer, saw its shares dropping over 4% at the close on Wall Street as a result. And the country's currency, the real, also plunging against the dollar. But it could be bad news for the U.S. as well, which relies on Brazil for a number of key goods, especially agricultural ones. The U.S. cattle herd is the smallest it's been since the 1950s, and Brazil's meat packers have helped fill that gap. And coffee is an especially important agricultural export, which can't be grown in the U.S. $2 billion worth of the bean was imported from Brazil last year.
All right, Charles, take us through a quick look of the markets.
Well, by and large, the reaction to those tariffs is that investors seem to be shrugging off the latest announcements, or mostly holding on to the news that the deadline has been extended to August 1st. In Asia, we're seeing a mixed picture, with the Nikkei down 0.4%, while the Hang Seng and while the Kospi in Seoul is up over 1.5% higher. While European stocks have started the session this Thursday, trading higher, the FTSE in London leading the gains up almost 0.7% higher.
Okay, let's end with some mind-boggling company news.
Yes, properly mind-boggling. NVIDIA has become the first publicly traded company to reach a $4 trillion valuation on Wednesday. That's larger than France's entire GDP last year. The chip designer has seen an investor frenzy over the last 2 years, driven by a boom in artificial intelligence. The firm has ridden that wave to even further success. Luke Schrago with the details.
From its origins in the 90s as a firm making computer graphics chips to a $4 trillion stock market valuation in 30 years, NVIDIA has usually been ahead of the curve, and its CEO Jensen Huang's bet on artificial intelligence has been paying off.
We all know that AI technology is transformative in every single industry and everything that we do. We know that it can understand information of any kind, it can generate content, it can translate content. And now with agentic AI and robotics capability, you know, these AI technologies is going to really be quite productive for all kinds of applications.
Indeed, AI has been taking over the world in recent years, at least metaphorically, and NVIDIA's specialized chips have been highly sought after, propelling it ahead of other tech giants like Microsoft and Apple, the only other US firms worth over $3 trillion. That boost in profits helped the company rebound from a market jolt and tariff turbulence earlier in the year, with Donald Trump unleashing salvos of levies, as Huang focused on what he said would be the next industrial revolution, AI.
Jensen is one of the best CEOs, not just in tech, maybe as a public company ever. That's why he's the godfather of AI. He sees far through the trees where the technology, where the innovation's going. NVIDIA is not stopping here. They're miles ahead of the competition, but it comes down to there's one chip in the world fueling the AI revolution.
NVIDIA is set to report its second quarter results next month, with both Wall Street and the firm itself expecting record sales.
All right, Charles, thank you for that business update.